With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Police look for a motive behind a deadly crash by an upstate New York man driving an SUV full of gas canisters as a New Year's Eve concert was ending. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Rochester Police Chief David Smith says 35-year-old Michael Avery died Monday night from his injuries. He allegedly aimed his SUV full of gas canisters toward people when the collision with another car happened, causing a blaze. Two people in the other car died and at least nine were injured.
Avery may have been suffering from possible undiagnosed mental health issues.
Chief Smith says they believe Avery acted alone and there is no nexus to terrorism.
We have not uncovered any information leading us to believe that the actions of Michael Avery on New Year's Eve were motivated by any form of political or social biases.
Audio courtesy WHAM TV, Julie Walker, New York.
Harvard University President Claudine Gay resigned Tuesday amid plagiarism accusations and criticism over testimony at a congressional hearing where she was unable to say unequivocally that calls on campus for the genocide of Jews would violate the school's conduct policy. Gay is the second Ivy League president to resign in the past month following the congressional testimony. Liz McGill, president of the University of Pennsylvania, resigned December 9th. The U.S. is scaling back its military presence in the Middle East.
The U.S. Navy's Sixth Fleet says a USS Gerald R. Ford aircraft carrier will return to its home port of Norfolk, Virginia in coming days. It had been deployed close to Israel for nearly 2 months to lessen the prospect of a broader regional conflict. Another carrier, the USS Eisenhower, will remain in theater along with other destroyers, battle cruisers, and a Marine Rapid Response Force. Bob Agner reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 25 points, the NASDAQ dropped 245. This is SRN News. A new law in North Carolina on pornography.
The measure, which went into effect on New Year's Day, will require pornographic website operators to confirm that viewers are at least 18 years old by using a commercially available database. The law also lets parents sue companies if their children were allowed to access the pornography. A small number of states are beginning to consider similar legislation as the harms of online porn to America's young people become increasingly clear. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Messianic Jewish Alliance of America is urging Christians to answer the rising tide of anti-Semitism. In a statement, the alliance says the United States is becoming an increasingly dangerous place for Jews. Many are afraid to identify as Jews in public. They are fearful to identify as pro-Israel on the campuses of Academic America. The MJAA says pastors should address anti-Semitism from the pulpit. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street started 2024 with a slump,
giving back some of its powerful gains from the year before. Some of the market's sharper drops came from stocks that were last year's biggest winners. Apple had its worst day in nearly 5 months. Much of Wall Street had been preparing for at least a pause in the rally that carried the S&P 500 to 9 straight winning weeks on the brink of its record. Treasury yields rose to regress a bit following their huge run. The Dow gained 25 points to finish at 37,715. The NASDAQ lost 245 points to 14,765. The S&P dropped 27 points to 4742. New York oil fell $1.27 to $70.38 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.